All right, good morning. Still in training camp mode for another couple days before we start on our game plan routine on Wednesday.
What do you need to see out of obviously you know what Adrian can do, but is it by playing him in that game, is it just trying to see how the offense reacts around him, kind of get some rhythm going into the season?
Well, I think it's also for Adrian personally, so he can exercise some of his preseason butterflies. He's been working very hard in practice, and it'll help that he gets out there and gets the feel for the speed of the game before we go to Detroit.
Obviously, Adrian proved last year that preseason is not necessary for him to have a big year, but how important is it for the first team offense to have just a little bit of him with them to get an idea of what the group can do?
Well, it's important for everybody. We're definitely a team. We've got a lot of team players. We're a unit, and it's good to have all hands on deck, even for a short period of time, before we start for real in September.
When an offense is built around a guy like that, how do you even assess the first two games? I mean, is it tough when you're trying to judge where you're at whenever he's not there?
No, not necessarily, Mark. We want to keep him healthy, want to keep him fresh. He is coming off of his hernia surgery from the offseason, so there's some consideration there. But in terms of assessing the other components of our offense, not necessarily difficult. We know that we have work to do in a lot of components. And the barometer in Buffalo showed that we still have a significant amount of work to do, and we'll have another good barometer this week lining up there at Candlestick.
To follow up on that, what do you take away from the job the first team offense did in Buffalo? What do you see as things most, the list of things that might need most work on?
Well, we had some uncharacteristic miscues with fundamental stuff in Buffalo, and so we've got to get those addressed and corrected from the get-go, and then we want to continue to grow. We want to keep working on our passing game to improve that, to match our running game and things like that. So, again, another good barometer this week facing a real tough defense like we did on Friday night.
How did you kind of evaluate the offensive line, knowing that Adrian wasn't there and Buffalo kind of threw a few unexpected things at you?
That's not a factor for us in evaluating. We do our best to be objective with ourselves collectively. And individually when we look at each and every player on each and every play. So we need to do much better than we did in Buffalo, and I think everyone has addressed that, and we look forward to doing that in the future.
What is game planning for this third game compared to a regular season game planning week?
About as similar as we can make it. We don't go above and beyond the call of duty in preseason, but we definitely want the players to get a feel for the in-season routine and our attention to detail and their study habits as well that we expect from them in the regular season.
Individually, they watch a lot more film on their own?
We will. We'll start that later this week, really on Wednesday, where we get into a normal routine. Fortunately, it's a Sunday game, and we play most of our games on Sunday in the regular season, so it'll replicate it pretty close.
When you look at those missed snaps, is that just a matter of repetition? Is it something that went wrong there?
Yeah, I think all of the above. I think you'd never expect to see that at any level of football at any time, practice, preseason, postseason. So just got to get it addressed and get it corrected.
What do you want to see sort of taking the lead with Jerome being down now in that fullback position and kind of being that lead blocker, at least get a look-see?
Well, Rhett Ellison does a nice job when he's asked to do fullback jobs. Matt Asiata has some fullback history, and then the young guy Zach Line, we're confident in putting him in there too at any point in time. So there's some guys that are ready to step up in Jerome's absence. All right. Thank you, man.